Report, Elissa Slotkin prepares U.S. Senate run for Michigan's open seat. By Jacob Bliss on January 27, 2023. Representative Elissa Slotkin, DME, one of the most vulnerable House Democrats last campaign cycle, is reportedly making the necessary preparations before making an official announcement on running for Michigan's United States Senate seat. Barely 3 months after she was in a tough re-election spot, Slotkin appears to be making the necessary moves to run for Senate after incumbent Senator Debbie Stabenow, DME, announced earlier this month that she would not be seeking re-election and will retire at the end of her current term in January 2025. In an interview with the Associated Press, published on Thursday, Slotkin also nodded at plans for a Senate campaign and said that she was putting her ducks in a row before making an announcement. The publication also noted that aide close to the Congresswoman said she is taking steps to prepare for a Senate run, including forming a national campaign team. The interview reportedly happened after a luncheon the Congresswoman attended, where she sat next to Stabenow and was eager to praise her. "She knows what it takes to win, and she is not going to let her seat flip when she leaves," Slotkin said about Stabenow in an interview with the publication. "She feels, I think, very connected to making sure her legacy is upheld by passing the torch to someone who can win it." Slotkin acknowledged during the interview with the AP that the senator has given no sign on if she would support anyone to succeed her besides giving the nod to the list of newcomers, which Stabenow recognized during her retirement announcement. However, Slotkin added, "I'm really enthused about the opportunity for the next generation of leadership." As Breitbart News previously noted, Michigan will become one of the most watched Senate races in the new election cycle. Stabenow's announcement leaves Michigan in play during the 2024 election cycle, which includes a presidential election, after President Joe Biden only won with roughly 50.5% in the 2020 presidential election. Not having an incumbent Democrat senator in Michigan could end up leading to an aggressive Democrat primary season and end up helping the Republicans' chances across the state, while a GOP candidate for Senate and president would be at the top of the ticket. With only a slim 51-seat majority, the Democrats' Senatorial Campaign Committee, DSCC, the Senate Democrats' campaign arm, will not only have to try to keep the 51-seat majority but do so while spending millions to protect vulnerable Democrat senators and potentially Senator Kyrsten Sinema, IOS. In the next election cycle, 23 of the 33 Senate seats up for re-election are currently held by Democrats or left-leaning independents, and former President Donald Trump won 6 of the states by double digits in at least one of his presidential elections. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.